The Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. The hermit finds himself in New Mexico. Oh, it had been a long journey. The hermit had walked hundreds of miles. He sat down wearily on the corner of a rock. He paused to catch his breath and removed a pebble that had crept in between his sandal and his foot. He held the small stone up to his lips and he kissed it. Then he set it down gently. He smiled to himself as he massaged his foot, thinking of the idea that all things in the world were his brothers. After all, both he and the pebble were made of the same earth. It was a very Franciscan concept. He smiled to himself again. Why, he wondered, could he remember remote teachings from his own youth, but yet he couldn't think of the actual date when he had been born? Well, he thought, my name is Giovanni, so I must have been born somewhere around the time of St. John's Day, on the 24th of June. At least it had always been the custom in New Mexico to name children after the saint who governs their birth date. It had been just as true in his native Italy also. He stooped to adjust his sandals. He arched his back with a good stretch, with his hands resting upon the small of his back akimbo. I do remember that I was born around 1800 or 1801, he said. I guess it depends on whether we measure time from the moment of our conception or from the moment when we give our first cry. God's beloved, he sighed. Yes, that's what my name means. Well, he wasn't feeling very beloved on that, his first morning in New Mexico. The sun was already beating brutally down on him. Even the act of pulling up his monk's habit over his scalp afforded him very little relief. Mercifully, he had a gourd that he had fashioned from an old calabash hanging from his walking stick. Empty. There was no water in it to soothe away his thirst. Slowly the hermit stood up and plodded over to the mountain spring that was trickling down from the side of the hillock. He bent down to dip his gourd into that clear liquid. In the water itself, he saw some water striders resting lazily upon the top of the little pool. Savandijas, they were called by the local boys. He thought of the quaint old custom that the boys had of catching them and squeezing them gently between their thumb and index fingers while asking them, ¿Dónde está Dios? The savandijas would raise their long legs to the sky, and the boys, satisfied that their question about where God was had been answered, would drop them back into the water. He drank deeply from his gourd. He felt the energy rushing back into his body. It didn't seem possible that he had started out on this long journey way back in Lombardy, and that he had walked from the old world into the new. Such was the miraculous nature of man, he thought. The more the body was properly used, the stronger it got. And he had gotten used to walking, even as his predecessors had gotten used to it. He thought back to the founder of the Order of Carthusian Monks, St. Bruno, some 700 years earlier. He too had been born around that area near Piedmont. He also recalled St. Romaldo, just a few years older than he was, who had founded many monasteries and missions, having had a vision. He had founded the Camaldoli after the hermit Maldolus had given him some land for the founding of a monastery. The land had since been referred to as Campus Maldoli, and his order, the Camaldoli. In his vision, St. Romaldo had had a vision of monks with white garments ascending into heaven. He, too, had had a vision of New Mexico back in Italy. He had been shown the parched land, and a voice had told him, "Both you and the land are one. Go." He had to learn all there was to know about this land. He had to find out about the spirit of the land, and in doing so, he would find his own destiny. You have been walking in the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. Gracias. Adios.